Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Galen Cisco. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Rudolph. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Don Rudolph. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Tillman now catching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Senators. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cottier. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Cottier steals second. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph takes first base on ball four. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hardy. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Cottier scores. Rudolph moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Senators. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Cisco juggles the ball. That's an error on Cisco. Rudolph scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hamlin moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a pop-up towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Locke hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rudolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall bunts towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hamlin moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a pop-up beyond short. Bressoud can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Hamlin scores. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bright moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bright scores. Hinton moves to second. It's 8-0, Senators. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressoud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisco hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rudolph strikes out. There goes Cotter. The throw from Tillman to Bressoud, and Cotter is out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to third. Hicks moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Locke moves to third. It's 9-0, Senators. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Locke scores. Schmidt moves to second. It's 10-0, Senators. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rudolph takes first base on ball 4. Schmidt moves to third. Cottier moves to second. Chet Nichols now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hamlin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 14-0, Senators. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy. Hicks reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hicks moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel pinch hits for Harry Bright. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 14, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Zipfel now playing first base. Danny O'Connell now playing third base. Jim King now playing right field. Johnny Shave now playing second base. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 14, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Guile now playing first base. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schmidt moves to third. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to home to get Schmidt. Shave moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Rudolph moves to second. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 14, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Brinkman now playing shortstop. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rudolph fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shave fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 14, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 14, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski scores. Tillman moves to second. Two outs. It's 14-1, Senators. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Tillman trying to get to home. King throws the ball into Schmidt, who tags Tillman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.